Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Coming up in, 47 minutes, Kevin Stefanski's press conference.
You were close.
Is that right?
37
minutes. I quickly looked up at the clock. Thank you. Jake Volnick doing the math here on the show. I'm Jeff Phelps. Going to talk about the Cavs in a second here. But we've been kicking around Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry in the package deal a lot today. Kurt's been hanging on. Kurt, I want to get your thoughts in. Welcome.
Hey, Jeff. How are you?
Good, Kurt.
Hey, Jake, welcome to the show. I've shared my resume before with Phelps, 72 Dolphin playoff game with the Browns, Fitz, Warfield, blah, blah, blah. So, thank you for the clapping.
Sure.
On the subject of the Barry Stefanski issue,
yeah.
I think both of them have to go. And it pains me to say that about Stefanski. I think Barry is more of the culprit here. And I saw a couple of things in yesterday's game that really solidified it for me. And I just shake my head. Alex Wright, a good, not great player, but yet we sign him to a $33 million three-year contract when we have five offensive line holes. I don't understand that. And maybe it's a cap issue. Dan can probably talk about that. But Alex Wright, $33 million, 3 years. I'm not seeing the return on investment. The second thing, and this one really drove me crazy, Carson Schwechinger, my dog, best linebacker I've seen since Clay Matthews, running down the field on kickoffs. I have never, other than Lawrence Taylor being the gunner for Parcells because they needed a turnover, I have never seen a potential all-pro player running down the field on kickoffs. I think it's Bubba Ventrone yet again. Maybe Stefanski's signing off on it. Help me understand Schwechinger on the field for kickoffs colliding with return guys. Thanks, guys.
All right, Kurt, thank you. You see Myles Garrett coming off the edge trying to block kicks?
I did, yeah.
Well, this team, many teams, want to try and win football games. And you see good players playing special teams. The rosters are limited in the NFL. Kurt, I get what you're thinking there. I would tend to lean the same way, except teams do it. And it baffles me sometimes, but the Browns aren't alone, if that means anything.
Yeah, but I would think most teams probably don't, right? Like, kickoffs, punts, I would say you see your top defensive players probably not on the field.
Your top, no, except, I mean, you got to play somebody out there. You're not going to just, like, on a field goal defensive team, you're not going to put offensive linemen out there.
No.
You're going to put, you know, your starting defensive linemen. They're going to be out there. You're going to, because of the roster size in the NFL, you're going to have to play key guys on special teams. It happens. I hate it. And I'll be honest, I can't sit here and tell you, well, I know this guy for this team is playing on special teams. I don't think people notice that much. But yeah, I've seen Schlesinger on special teams. I saw Myles Garrett almost block a kick the other day. It happens. I don't necessarily like it.
I mean, it's wild that you get both of those guys on special teams and Bubba Ventrone still comes out and says, I don't have enough talent on special teams. I don't have enough of these guys. Well, you got Myles Garrett and Carson Schlesinger out there every once in a while. I'd say those guys are pretty good, Jeff.
Ed's in Hudson, Ed.
Hey, Jeff. Thank you for taking my call.
You got it, Ed.
I'm sure this has come up before, but my question is, who decides whether to fire both Stefanski and Barry?
Ownership.
And then, okay, but isn't that the same ownership that decided to do the Watson deal?
So we're kind of thinking, Ed, yes. I know where you're going with this.
Yeah.
I don't disagree with you.
I would just seem to me that they got to keep Barry to, you know, weigh in with some football knowledge, or it's just Jimmy and his wife making the decision.
Ed, you're correct. Yeah. But if Kevin and Andrew have been on the same page and same level all along, like Kevin doesn't answer to Andrew Barry, Kevin answers to ownership. So ownership would definitely then have to say, well, we like the job that this guy has done, but we don't like the job that this guy has done. Because Andrew Barry is not technically considered Kevin Stefanski's boss. Paul DePodesta probably was.
Okay. It just seems to me that we'd be going from the frying pan into the fire if we're letting ownership make the decision and then make it even worse, they make the new decision on who to bring in.
Ed, can't argue with you. Can't argue with you on that.
I mean, yeah, it's dangerous. Like, the one thing that, and what makes me believe, aside from the reports that Barry would be back, would be the fact that they talked about continuity, consistency, how much they value it. That
and the big swing and a miss comment, you know, does that take coaching off the hook? Does that take GM off the hook? It might.
Yeah.
It might.
But, I mean, you get rid of both those guys, you basically be clearing house for, you know, more or less, some of your front office, I'm sure, is gone because those are guys that Barry has also worked to bring in. Obviously, a lot of your coaching staff goes as a coach goes.
Yeah.
We'll see how that plays out. But you're essentially clearing house again, which I understand some people might like, but I don't know that's the route that the Browns would want to go down, even if it's not necessarily the wrong one.
That is correct, actually. Kevin Stefanski's press conference is coming up at 1 o'clock. I want to talk a little Cavs for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
The Cavs right now not playing really good basketball. They're
an understatement.
I thought it would be diplomatic about it. I'm not going to say they stink. What they are is they're a little beat up right now and a little discombobulated, and the idea of shooting a lot of threes while not shooting them well isn't very good. But Mark Stein is a guy who's been on our show before. Mark's a pretty sharp guy. And Mark has his own website and everything else. And he came out and said some things about what he's hearing in Cleveland. And he wrote this on Sunday. And he's considered one of the good NBA reporters in the country. He said, virtually every team I have checked in with on the ground in Central Florida, I think he's based in Orlando, brought up the same subject first, Cleveland's winter of discontent. And he said, I've been hearing rumblings in coaching circles for weeks. Amazingly, the pressure is indeed mounting on Kenny Atkinson, Cavs head coach. But I frankly struggle to believe such chatter. Atkinson, after all, NBA's reigning coach of the year, and is only his second season on the Cavaliers bench.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Interesting. He said Atkinson may be the one getting the blame, but Stein also brought up a couple of possibilities of a roster shakeup. And he said, Cavs get trade inquiries for Donovan Mitchell or Evan Mobley, and those are immediately swatted away. He said, but Garland, Jared Allen, even Atkinson, how safe are those guys? I think this is interesting, and I'll, for this reason, Jake. Cavs had J.B. Bickerstaff here. He had 2 years of a run with Donovan Mitchell. They won 51 games and then won 44 games, and J.B. was let go. They decided that J.B. wasn't getting the most out of this crew. J.B. has moved on to Detroit, where he went from 14 wins to, gosh, I think it was 40-something last year. And right now they have the second-best record in the NBA. They're in first place in the East. So they fired a guy who can coach. I get it. It's the same thing that, you know, we're looking at maybe in the NFL. Sometimes you need a new voice and different approach to take you to the next level. Kenny came in here last year. They start 15-0. They won 64 games. They got knocked out in the second round. And suddenly now he's forgotten how to coach because they're like close to 500. I don't like some of the ways they're playing, but at some point, I mean, you've got a coach who's in first place with another team, taking them from 14 wins in 2 years to best record in the Eastern Conference. You had last year's coach of the year. You won 64 games. Might it be time to just look at the roster and think that this isn't going to work?
I don't know how many coaches you have to roll through. And this is the thing, and I talked about this last week on Overtime, where it's like I hear so many people being like, oh, well, and I've heard people say Kenny's turning into Kevin with press conferences where he just doesn't say anything of actual value, which I don't think is true at all. But the fact of like maybe they need to fire Kenny. And I'm like, guys, he just won 64 games. We watched this offense, and the entire reason pretty much why he got rid of JB was because the offense felt like it was pick and roll, and there wasn't a ton to it, and it wasn't effective
enough. More defensive-oriented. JB preached it like crazy, and the offense was not very good.
So you went and got Kenny, an offensive mind. The offense got a lot better. The defense last year actually, for the most part, stayed. You had defensive player of the year.
Last year, this year, not so much.
Yeah. I just don't know how you don't look around and go, okay, well,
this mix isn't working.
Yeah, the same thing we've been saying for the last 3 years is that every offseason we walk into, we go, I don't know that the core four is really the correct answer, but Kobe Altman continues to re-up and say, no, this is the group we want to work with, and then you get injured, and then the team falls off the rails. And
they're in the second apron and strapped with what they can actually do.
You have to look around, I think, at the roster. Something needs a shakeup. Listen, Kobe's the guy who wanted to go out and keep the core four together. He's also the guy who looked at this roster and said, okay, let's make some adjustments. Let's make some improvements.
DeAndre Hunter did a nice job last year, not playing as well this year.
Lonzo Ball added to the roster.
I like Lonzo, but he has a history of big injuries, and he's not shooting real well, but he does other things really well.
He's shooting basically everything from beyond the three-point line and is shooting behind the three-point line at a sub-25% clip. That doesn't get it done.
Which, by the way, is one of the things they preached last year. We're going to shoot more threes. We're going to get up and down the floor. Okay, well, you can shoot them all you want. The idea is to make them.
Yeah, last year they did, right? They were among top in 3 points taken and among the top of the league in 3-point percentage. Now, they're still among the top of the league in 3 points taken, but they're almost at the dead bottom. I talked to Danny Cunningham as well. And Danny said, over the last month, if you go back and look at the stats, no Sam Merrill since Sam's been out. They are dead last in three-point percentage since he's been out.
And you haven't had Max Strus all year, and Max can shoot it.
Right. And Darius
Garland's shot's been way off.
And he was hurt for part of it. Right. So there's things that you look at this team and you go, okay, if they get healthy, they get better, no doubt. Jeff, how many times do I have to say the line? If they get healthy, they'll be better. If they're healthy in the playoffs, they'll go farther. At some point, your roster's also just not very healthy. You have guys who don't tend to be healthy, and that goes
or maybe not the right fit.
Right. It's like, yeah, I think that you're looking at a core four, and is it tough to evaluate them because they've only played 100 and some possessions together?
127 possessions, I think I saw today.
And I mean, their offensive rating and their total rating has been incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're great when they're on the floor together, but at the same time, those guys aren't on the floor together, and for the near future, they're not going to be on the floor together because Mobley's now out 2 to 4 weeks. So that's another month stretch potentially where you don't have another key part of your offense. It can't be one guy's gone and the entire thing falls apart, or you're missing role pieces and the entire thing falls apart. You have to fix it. But yeah, I think that's more roster construction than it is, that guy doesn't know how to coach. You got two guys that know how to coach.
Exactly. I couldn't agree more because JB's done a great job in Detroit, did a good job here. I don't think there's any question. And then they bring in Kenny, did a great job here last year. Everybody wanted to put up a statue. The idea that he might be on the hot seat, ludicrous to me. Kevin Stefanski's press conference coming up 1 o'clock. You'll hear it right here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.